The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
How's it, Rolene? How are you doing?
Well, I think I hear you're getting a bit of a whiskey education there, so I'm just going to say slanjiva.
Okay, well, Jason knows exactly what that means. The rest of us are a little bit confused.
That's cheers in Gaelic.
Ah, right. Look at this Gaelic, Scottish, Hebrew. It's like a multicultural show on the thing today.
I am a big fan of the whiskey and especially the good single malt.
Well, okay, there you go. You would like some of the stuff that we had on today. But today, not all about drinking, of course, being Yom HaShoah and a lot of ceremonies taking place around the world. We had one in Johannesburg, one in Cape Town, the embassy and the Holocaust Center putting on a number as well. And in Israel, I'm sure it is a very big day and big part of the culture of the country, really.
Well, you're absolutely right, Benji. It's not just a big day here, but it is very much a part of the culture in our country. And it's especially poignant this year because we are sitting with a genocide on our border with Syria. And a lot of the speeches last night at Yad Vashem by President Reuven Rivlin, by Prime Minister Netanyahu, alluded to the situation in Syria, the fact that there are civilians being gassed. Also, our leaders alluded to the fact that Iran uses genocidal language and threatens to wipe Israel off the face of the planet. And, this is still very, very fresh in our memories and will be for generations to come. And every year as we lose more and more survivors, the onus is on us to remember and to educate, especially the next generation. You know, we always say, Benji, that we took a vow never again. And it can't be never again, well, perhaps, or never again, maybe. It has to be never again. And the lesson that we have coming out of the darkest time in our history as human beings is that we should prevent it from happening to other people again. Ceremonies today all over the country. President Reuven Rivlin, our president, flew to Poland early this morning, and along with Gadi Eisenkot, our Ramatkala, chief of staff of the RDF, led thousands of Israelis in the March of the Living, which is an annual event where people march from Auschwitz to Birkenau 1 in remembrance of the 6 million who perished in humanity's greatest graveyard, which is Auschwitz. And it's called March of the Living, although many opine that it should be called something else, is to reaffirm that we are here, we are still here. And President Rivlin, using the opportunity to address marchers, mentioned that no legislation whatsoever in Poland is going to change history. He, of course, is alluding to the very, very controversial legislation that was passed in Poland that states that really abdicates the Poles of their responsibility during the Holocaust. And he said the country of Poland allowed the implementation of the horrific genocidal ideology of Hitler and witnessed the wave of anti-Semitism sparked by the law you passed now. So these were very, very strong words that Rivlin said while the president of Poland sat opposite him. And it was echoed in his speech again last night, where he again alluded to the fact that anti-Semitism is rising around the world and that this kind of legislation only propagates it even more. We also heard from President Trump in a ceremony in Washington today say that Americans have a moral obligation to combat anti-Semitism, confront hate, and prevent genocide. And of course, all eyes are on him as we wait to see what he will be doing about Syria and his threat of response to the gas attacks which killed over 100 civilians just this last strike, that is not counting the amount of people who have died over the last nearly 8 years of genocide in Syria.
Yeah, absolutely, Ro. And something which I thought you might find interesting, of course, we were talking at the beginning about the culture in Israel. And one of the big cultures is that they play the siren for 2 minutes to remember the victims of the Holocaust in Israel. And also, of course, Yom HaTzmaut, or Yom HaZikaron, rather, they play it as well. But I thought it would be interesting for listeners to know that actually this tradition comes from South Africa. Can you believe it?
Isn't it incredible?
Yeah. It dates back to the 1918. And it used to be something that the city of Cape Town would do for the fallen soldiers of World War One. And apparently the author Sir James Percy Fitzpatrick of Jock in the Bushveld fame suggested it to George V, who took it up. And that was then imported into Israel when the British took over the mandate.
Well, it is quite incredible, and I see you also subscribe to Juniverse and get the daily updates. But yes, it is quite a moment, and you can, if you've never experienced it, please go onto my Facebook page. I've posted it there. What Israel is like for that nearly 2 minutes where we pause. And let me tell you something, it is quite a remarkable moment. I have been both in the traffic and at ceremonies around the country when the siren has gone and it pierces through to your very, very soul. The entire country comes to a complete standstill. If you have been here, you will see that even the trains stop on the tracks. And I've also been told that if you are flying on El Al flights, at the time that the siren wails, they play it on board and people are known to stand up and in the aisles in the aeroplane. But the entire country comes to an absolute standstill.
One can only hope that the planes don't also come to a standstill during.
They don't come to a standstill, okay. Thank goodness for autopilot.
Yeah, no,
but
absolutely.
You will see it about a minute to 10, people start pulling over to the side of the roads. People literally stop for that minute. And next week for Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaTzmaut, we will have two sirens. We will have one on Tuesday night that will herald in Yom HaTzmaut. As HaZikaron Memorial Day, and one the very next day as we are in ceremonies around the country to honor our fallen soldiers and victims of terror. But the annual Yom HaShoah siren is a very, very, very stark reminder of our past. And just to see that moment of unity, no matter who you are, Sephardi, Ashkenazi, left, right, religious, non-religious, whatever sector of society you have, you fit into, even minority communities, everybody stops and attention for the siren. It is a very, very poignant, precious, and quite indescribable moment at times.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very key. But unfortunately, nothing stops the world drone of the world, basically, even with the siren. And lots going on in the neighborhood. The IDF striking Hamas targets in Gaza.
Yeah, well, we're gearing up for yet another weekend of high tension with our neighbors in Gaza. And I will be on the border with Gaza. Let me put my tongue back in. Clearly, I've been joining you for a wee dram today. I will be on the border with Gaza tomorrow, and hopefully we'll send through some kind of reports throughout the day. But yes, one Palestinian was killed, two were injured after Israeli jets struck military targets in the Gaza Strip. And this comes after yesterday's report that the IAF struck targets after it was found out that there were Palestinians in Gaza who had placed bombs and various other kinds of explosive devices along the border. This is a belligerent act. It is in contravention of international law, and Israel is within her rights to respond accordingly.
Yeah, absolutely. And talking of responses, senior IDF officials saying that if Iran attacks Israel, that they will topple Assad.
Well, as we said yesterday, it looks like Syria is becoming the battleground for this jostling of power, both between Putin and Trump, but also in this this face-off between Israel and the Iranians. And this has come from one of our senior members, who has said that if the Iranians act against Israel from Syrian territory, then Syrian President Bashar Assad and his regime will be those to pay the price. And we don't know who this advisor is. He's one of the top advisors in the defense establishment, and he said that Assad's regime and Assad himself will disappear from the map and the world if the Iranians do anything to try to harm Israel or its interests from Syrian territory. And that our recommendation to Iran is that it does not try to act, because Israel is determined to continue on this issue to the very, very end. And as I said at the beginning of the show, Benji, that we often hear this kind of genocidal language from Iran, coupled with Holocaust denial, and today is Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Martyrs and Memorial Day in Israel. And to see this action and them parading their weapons through the streets of Tehran, we've got the message loud and clear. Only this time, we are not going to tolerate it.
Yeah, absolutely. But it looks as though some people in the West have not really got the memo in terms of this, and are far more interested in Israel than the rest of these regimes. And I actually saw a very interesting article on Spiked Online this week talking about how Western civil society doesn't react in Syria, doesn't react in Iran, doesn't react anywhere until Israel is involved. And I thought it was an excellent article. But the memo didn't get to 50 New York City university groups who are voting to support boycotts.
Well, this is quite astounding, and I put this on for a reason. You know, today we mark International Holocaust Memorial Day, and the Holocaust was not started with gas chambers. It was started with words and the system of boycotts. And this coalition of some 50 student groups at New York University who have pledged to boycott what they call Zionist clubs on campus and all goods produced by Israel in support for BDS, they don't realize that, first of all, the leader of the coalition, the Students for Justice in Palestine, are abject Holocaust deniers. We have seen this in video footage and in tweets that they are very proud of tweeting. They are rabid anti-Semites. I am absolutely disgusted to see Jewish Voice for Peace amongst this coalition, because the Shoah started with us being branded separate, different to everybody else, and started with a system of boycotts. And it went on with ugly propaganda, with anti-Semitic rhetoric, the same that we see from these organizations, and culminated in the Holocaust. And I'm not saying that this is going to result in another Shoah, but this is how these events, these horrendous events in history start. And it's a disgrace for all these organizations who purport to be human rights organizations. It is absolutely disgraceful for them to condone this kind of action, and to condone an organization that uses such profoundly offensive rhetoric.
Yeah, absolutely. Not going to get any sympathy for BDS on this particular program, obviously. Ro, that brings us to the end of the Israel Report for today. And you'll be on the Gaza border with the Morning Mayhem team tomorrow, but we'll chat to you on Monday.
Well, it's not called the Morning Mayhem tomorrow. And disclaimer, you heard it here, I am not responsible for causing any mayhem on the border tomorrow.
Well, one can only hope.
Ronnie Marks. I can only hope. No, but I will, in all seriousness, I will be on the Morning Mayhem, and then after that, I will be making my way to the border.
Well, there you go. Ronnie Marks, Israel Report. We'll chat again on Monday.